Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office Overtime.
So today we thought we would talk about allowing in the positive, allowing in your successes on a day-to-day basis, because so many of our clients, they forget how much good they've accomplished.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're always concerned they haven't. They forget. They just don't know how far they've come.
Yeah.
And I know that's true for me.
Yes.
Is that true for you guys?
It can be.
Yeah. I mean, I have days where I do remember, and I'm sure you do too, but on most, you know, a lot of days,
I remember very specifically when Working With You Is Killing Me came out, and it was quite immediately big success, but I remember people really encouraging us to celebrate its publication.
Oh, I couldn't stand
that.
Like, what are you talking about?
Exactly. Neither of us. We were like, we got work to do. We got to promote this thing. You know, we didn't stop and really absorb that this is incredible and it's a wonderful book and a beautiful cover and how amazing.
Yeah. No, I don't think we ever did that. And that's what we're talking about today.
That is. So someone actually sent me this really interesting article from myhappyfi.com, and it's an interview with Sharon Salzberg, who's a renowned meditation teacher and author. Her most recent book is Real Love. And it was a question about why it's so hard to love oneself. And she said this really interesting thing. Self-love is often the hardest kind of love, and there is a biological reason for this. Many evolutionary biologists say that for survival, we were born with a negativity bias, continually looking for threats on the horizon or danger in our midst. As a result, we may tend to distrust the good things that come our way and even the good within us. We may have a tough time looking for the good in our lives as well, so much so that we are oriented to staying ahead of the danger.
That's amazing.
Wow. Isn't that fascinating?
Well, I'm sure cavemen probably needed that.
Right.
Right.
That's right.
And that's really what we are, but in clothes.
Right. Don't relax. Here comes a saber-toothed tiger.
Right. Right. But I think that, you know, we now do have food and shelter. And
sure.
So we are in a position to feel secure enough that we can start to own our successes. And they don't have to be big. They could just be a small success in a day.
Right.
And I've often had many clients write down their successes for the day and then send them to me. And it's amazing to me how nobody can sustain it.
Yeah.
They'll do it for a couple of days and then they fall off. Oh, well, there wasn't anything good that day. That was a terrible day. And then they just don't want to do it anymore. There is a tremendous resistance. And I'm not talking about being braggy.
Right.
But it's just taking the moment to take in that, you know, we accomplish a lot and we are successful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And to just own that. I think that's what self-confidence is built on. Right?
Sure.
Yeah.
You have trouble with this one?
Well, I do, and I think that self-confidence is built on a number of things. It's hard to say, and some people who appear very self-confident may not be that confident about their successes, you know? I mean, I think it can be an ongoing struggle for most people most of the time. So even taking, as you're saying, taking the time to recount simple successes in the course of a day has great value, but it has to be a practice.
Right.
And I think what's interesting is there are the people who are braggarts, you know, who usually quite narcissistic people will say, I'm great and everything I do is wonderful. And they have no problem celebrating their successes. They'll celebrate your successes as their successes.
Yeah, well, those kinds of braggy people, that's not what I'm talking about.
No, no, this is the opposite of that.
Right.
These are the individuals who are usually very responsible and work very hard and just have a hard time absorbing positive feedback. I mean, even compliments, like you look you look wonderful, or that was an amazing presentation, or I really liked how you handled that meeting, you know, taking that in.
Well, people are really complimenting me on my paintings that I've been doing, and I'm really new at it, and I'm not uncomfortable with it. I hear them that they think it's good, but and I say, oh, that, you know, it's pretty amateur, and I'm. And then I had a couple of people say, no, you need to take this in. You need to take this in. Yeah. And actually, I am taking it in, but I don't agree with them. So just because they think it's really great, I know that there's a lot further it can go.
Well, but here's a good point, because are you really taking it in? Are you appreciating that they're saying that to
you? Yes, I feel like I'm on the right track, that I used to do this a long time ago, and now I've come back to it after many years of not doing it.
Yeah.
And so I know that. You know, like if you start exercising, I don't want people to tell me I'm ready for the Olympics because I know that I have a lot of training behind me. So if I just start getting into painting after 20, 30 years and people say you're ready for a show, I know that what I am capable of doing today is not what it's going to look like in a year. To me, that just feels more realistic. I'm not stopping. I'm very encouraged by it.
Yeah.
Right.
But I don't. So I don't know. Is that not taking it in?
No, that sounds like it's taking it in with conditions, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Terms and conditions.
But actually, what I was also remembering is that there's something incredible about the brain and the way it absorbs feedback, which is it remembers and holds on to negative feedback.
Definitely.
Much more readily than it does positive feedback. Mm-hmm. And I was just thinking about, like, can I remember the last time someone told me something complimentary? I cannot. I'm sure I can remember the last time. I mean, not that it hasn't happened. I'm just saying I can't pull it right up.
Right away.
Well, let's think about this. I mean, I've been getting a lot of compliments on a daily basis about the painting.
Yes.
And then I gave a lecture last week and I got compliments on that. So you've not had a client say, wow, thank you so much. I
now that,
that
you say it, yes, actually yesterday someone said it.
Hello, but I can't remember the last time. It was yesterday.
But you had to point it out for me.
You had to point it out and then I had to go into my mental Rolodex and roll it up, right?
Of course.
Rolodex, that dates me significantly. Anyway. My database doesn't just naturally have that hanging out there, you know.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we have to start writing our successes down every day.
That would be good, so we could practice what we preach.
Let's practice.
Yeah.
Let's try to do it for a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd actually, since this is summertime, we are in the summertime now, like to encourage anyone who goes on vacation to try to take a few minutes and you know, celebrate what they've been able to accomplish this year.
Mm-hmm. Right. And many of my clients, will come to me and they say, well, you know, here I am at point A. I really need to be here at point X. And what's the quickest route? And when I say there's going to be many stages to this, you take small steps and then eventually you get there. And, you know, along the way, you may find out there's other things you have to do.
Right.
So don't put a timeline on it. Just keep moving forward and you'll get there. And that's uncomfortable for a lot of people. They think there's not a success until they're there.
Right. So they're outcome oriented.
Or until it's done, it's not a success.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they've taken steps that are very successful. They're one step closer.
Right.
And then you're 10 steps closer. I think we have to celebrate those small steps.
Yeah.
To, you know, why are you smirking?
It's just like celebrating the small successes.
That's what
you reach the big success, the big outcome.
You know, when people congratulated us on Working With You Is Killing Me, there were many years behind that success.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I mean, it was 20 years of research and many years of writing. It wasn't an overnight success. So it just appeared that way. It hit this, you know, the bookstores and it was a success.
Mm-hmm.
So we probably never acknowledged the success, you know, the steps along the way. Oh, isn't that great? We're so much closer.
Actually, I think the one time we got very excited was when we got the contract.
Well, of course.
Right.
Yes.
With that time, Warner Books.
Yeah, that was very exciting.
It was.
I mean, all the book contracts have been very exciting.
Yeah.
And then you wake up the next day and realize you have to write a book.
Exactly.
But it's still very exciting because that's tangible.
Well, and that's something interesting, too, I think, for many of the people we're talking about. Like, we were just working with someone who's had a huge success. And I think sometimes if you're an achiever, all you really feel is what's next that you have to produce based mm-hmm. on, you know, I've won this contract, now I've got to do this thing. Or I've won this account, now I've got to do this. Now I've got to show up and produce for this person. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it can be a little fleeting.
Yeah.
But then after you do produce, you you know, and it goes well, you have to give yourself a little credit. So this is about, you know, giving yourself credit and stop always looking at what's not working,
right.
but taking some time every day to look at what is working.
Right. So maybe logging three things that went well or that you did well mm-hmm. in the day. And you said simple things, so it could be as simple as getting something in on time, although mm-hmm. that's Kathy's very, very good at that. So I don't
that
know
would not be a big for me.
Yeah, for me. Or getting a compliment from a client, mm-hmm. you know, but recording it so that it actually stays with you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So all right, so we're going to do that. We're going to start writing down.
Yeah.
What we think are our successes for the day. We may have to help each other. And we are encouraging you to try to look at what you do accomplish on a day-to-day basis versus what maybe didn't go well.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and to allow yourself, what I would say from a psychological perspective, what I feel that the challenge is to absorb positive feedback. So when mm-hmm. someone says to you, that's fantastic what you did, or that you did a really nice job on that, or I'm so impressed with your writing or your speaking or your, you know, design, whatever it is, just to take it in, be willing to take it in. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Doesn't have to change who you are, that you're either wonderful or horrible, but just to be able to absorb it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Join us next time for another My Crazy Office Overtime.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.